T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of fluctuation in their pitching rotation.
Yes.
The number one guy coming into the year is in AAA now because he can't get it right between his head, and we'll get back to Folty in just a minute. The number two guy got sent to AAA in April in Sean Newcomb.
Right.
And now he's back up, and he was in the bullpen, and then he got hit with a liner, and he'll be back in the bullpen eventually. The number three guy, Gausman, they had to invent an injury for him. You know what
no.
I'm saying?
Yeah, like, plantar fasciitis.
This is what's going on with this starting rotation right now, and yet this team is still 6.5 games up in the division. It's not even the 4th of July yet.
Yeah.
So we keep going back to this, and a lot of times it was with the bullpen. Right now I think it's with the starting rotation. If you're able to solidify it and get it figured out, which, look, I think that the addition of Dallas Keuchel, even though he wasn't great on Friday night, there were signs that he, you know, he can help sort of steady things in the rotation. if you could get – you might have to go out and make another move, and I wouldn't be opposed to doing that. But the obvious move is at the closer position, because as good as the bullpen has been, and the bullpen has been very good over the last month and a half.
They have.
Third best ERA in the National League. The bullpen threw 16 innings over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday combined, and 8 of them yesterday because Soroka had to leave the game early after getting hit with a line drive. They threw 16 innings over the weekend, gave up 4 runs. That's
yes.
a 2.25 ERA. The bullpen, in large part, is why we're talking about a 2-1 series victory for the Braves over the Nationals over the weekend. So, and yet, we saw Luke Jackson come out yesterday in the 10th inning and immediately walk the first batter, which was great. Now, somebody needs to tell him he doesn't have to do that. I don't know if he knows that or not.
I don't know if he knows that, but the thing that frustrates me the most about him is how many balls just – I mean, I know that's his pitch, his sink, whatever it is, but it just – I mean, it always seems like Brian McCann is having to work double when he's in there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a frustrating thing, and we all know what's going to happen. Eventually, they will go out and get somebody. I'm just going to have to bank on that double-A and these guys, they'll go out and get somebody to solidify that, because when are we going to have – I mean, at what point – because now you're looking at, okay, we're 6.5 up. We can keep trotting him out there and let him get better on the fly. Bro, it is what it is.
He's not going to get better on the fly.
He is who he is.
Yeah,
right? He's
not going to get better.
He's just not that guy. And so I don't know. Do you go back to AJ Minter? No, he's already proven that in high leverage moments that he's not that dude either. So, I mean, eventually, and you know, with teams falling back like they are, there's some closers, there's some relievers on some staffs that people are, you know. But here's the thing, Andy. What you going to give up to get them? Because you got to give up something.
Oh, yeah.
You got to give up something to get one of these guys. And are you just so thick-headed and stubborn and worried about a young pitcher or somebody becoming the next great guy that you don't want to help your team right now that's ready to win right now? That's on you.
Doesn't it feel like you'd have to give up less if you did it sooner? The longer you wait,
of course,
the less leverage you have.
Of course.
And I remember exactly who was having this conversation. But it was a show on our station with a baseball analyst on from Fox Sports South, and I think it was Paul Byrd, talking about waiting until the deadline because, you know, you don't want to give everything up now. You wait a little longer. Well, to me that seems counterintuitive. I thought that if you did it sooner and didn't give the Giants or the Tigers or whatever team you're going to be making this trade with that leverage of time. Because the longer you wait, the more desperate
exactly.
you become. The other thing is, and look, we're lucky to be sitting here, lucky because the offense is playing so well. We're fortunate to be sitting here on June 24th talking about a 6.5 game division lead. Mm-hmm. We could be talking about a 12 game division lead.
That's where it should be.
If there wasn't 13 or 14 blown saves already this season. So that's the thing that frustrates me is the longer you wait, the more chances you have to blow these saves. The longer you wait, the higher the asking price can be. The longer you wait, the more desperate you become. And when you talk, Randy, about being unwilling to trade prospects to go out and get, whether it's Will Smith or whoever, to come in and be your closer, I feel like the closer you get to July 31st, the more that asking price is going to be, and you don't have the opportunity to say no.
But you got a long time between here and there right now, and I'm sure that they're monitoring. Every team is monitoring every team, especially when you're in a position where the Braves are. I know the bullpen – you know, and relief pitching has been a problem league-wide. But I always say that. I don't care about league-wide. We're about the damn Braves.
Yeah.
Right now, they're playing so well, and you would hate for that one problem, Andy, that we kind of knew that – no, not kind of – that we knew was going to be a problem coming this season. You don't want that to be the reason why you don't achieve your goal.
How do you fix what's going on between Fulte's ears? That's the issue.
That, I don't know.
His arm is fine.
Yeah.
He's not hurt anymore.
I don't know. I think, you know, one of the best people, and even though he'll always make fun of himself because of his movement, would probably be Rob, because Rob was a pitcher, Triple I'm talking about, so he knows all the mental part about being a pitcher. It's just like, you know
what?
So
he needs to go hang out with Rob Tribble at the Universal Joint?
Go over to the Universal Joint over in Decatur. Go hang out with Tribbs.
It's a good time.
Here's the thing. Maybe sometimes, and this happens for athletes, just a reset. You know what I'm saying? Just get away from it for a while. I mean, he's still going to pitch up there in Gwinnett, but just figure out what's going on with you, because Fulte doesn't think nothing wrong with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't think.
Well, he doesn't think anything's wrong with him physically.
I don't think.
I think he's right.
I don't think he thinks anything's wrong with him mentally.
I think
he's fine.
Based on what he said and the way that he sounded after the game on Saturday, I mean, he was basically crying.
Yeah,
in the clubhouse after the game,
because he pitched bad. I don't think he thinks that there's something wrong with him. I don't look at it that way. I think that he's PO'd because he has to go back to Gwinnett, but I don't think that he thinks that something is wrong. And until he figures that out, what's wrong? Until he admits that something's wrong with him, he's going to be doing the same thing.
Well, maybe it'll have the same effect on him being sent down to Gwinnett as it did with Newcomb. Newcomb went down there, reset, came back, and has been much better since.
But Fulte ain't coming back to be a relief pitcher.
No, he's not.
Fulte's coming back to be a starter.
I know that.
So.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.